Morning.
All right. Let's talk. Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Tim.
I know.
It's like you start saying hi to people and then good morning, Sherry. You start saying hi to people. It's like you just got to say hi to everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. I'd like to call to order the Police Pension and Disability Board meeting for February 7th, 2023. Sherry, will you please take the roll?
Yes. Mayor Woodards?
Here.
Doris Sorum?
Here.
Andy Cirullo?
Here.
Dave Lane?
Here.
Ken Monner is absent and excused. Paul Schwartz?
Here.
No Charles yet.
Oh.
I don't know.
I have not heard from him today.
All right. I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of January 10th, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, the ayes have it. Public comment. Sherry, have we received any public comment?
None.
All right. Unfinished business. Sherry, is there any unfinished business?
None.
Communication. Sherry, is there any communications?
No communications.
All right. Moving on to new business, retiree request for a hearing aid waiver. Sherry?
So I provided you with the letter that the retiree wrote, and the cover sheet has a list of his past purchases and repairs. Not all of them, but the board's policy is that hearing aids can be replaced every 5 years. This individual is requesting it sooner. He last purchased them in February 2020, so it would be just about 3 years. I don't know that we've ever waived. To my knowledge, the 5 year hasn't been waived. But there are those out there that, say hearing aids are 3 to 5 years. We've kept with the 5 year policy.
Is there
his are still under warranty, aren't they? According to his letter, I think he thinks he has warranty until March 10th, if I recall.
Well, he says that February warranty runs out in February, so
yeah,
runs out this month,
of this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but he doesn't want to get the same hearing aids because,
right? He's not happy with this.
They're problematic. Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody have a problem with approving? I mean, we've never done it before, but doesn't.
And the only issue is that once you do it, then it kind of opens the door. That
yeah. Gotcha.
It's that.
Yeah, but if he's got a hearing aid that doesn't have a warranty, I mean, our timing should not be longer than shorter than the warranty.
He has a warranty. He just doesn't want to.
I thought the warranty you just said expires in February.
The end of I'm assuming the end of the end of the month.
It expires in February, and he's had it back numerous times for repair, and he's discussed it with the current hearing aids he has, and yeah, that's the bottom line, really.
Yeah.
Got a bum pair or something.
Yeah. He's frustrated.
Sherry, I think on a case by I think on a case by case basis, it's okay.
Do we need to look at the hearing aid policy and change the years?
Yeah. Maybe?
Well, that would be something
I don't think our policy should go further than shorter or longer than the warranty. I mean, the warranty runs out and then they have to pay for it out of pocket or something. I did just whatever the warrant, and maybe the language is adjusted to say the hearing aid cannot be replaced until after the warranty date or so that we tie it to the warranty date. So that if some of them get a 4 year warranty or a 5 year warranty, then we can adjust it based on the warranty of the equipment. That might be hard.
That might be harder to administer.
Because
even now, each place is different, like with their trial period. We don't do the reimbursement till the end of the trial period. Some are 30 days. Costco's 6 months. 180. Yeah. So
yeah,
that's not as hard to administer because I just call the place and find out when it is. And that's when I put them up for their reimbursement. But the warranty thing, that would be a whole nother.
Gotcha.
thing to kind of have to manage.
What's her maximum reimbursement?
$1,750 per ear or $3,500 for a pair.
Because the indication then, if I recall in his letter, that he was coming back to a particular company in Tacoma, then when I was looking as a candidate for hearing aids, I actually worked there, and they were almost three times as much as the Costco ones were. So, but it's not, I mean, we would just do him to the maximum, right? We wouldn't try to cover the total costs. So. Yeah.
But, you know, again,
go ahead.
Going back to the warranty, it may not be a bad idea just to, I think, maybe get an average, if we could come up with an average warranty period. You know, some may, I really don't know, but some may only warranty them from the time you leave the store and hit the sidewalk, or especially with the new ones you can buy now without any prescription or something. And then, you know, some of them may offer, like this one here apparently offers a 3-year warranty. And, you know, that's something we may want to look into is, the policy would cover the replacement cost dependent upon the warranty period, you know, something like that.
And but maybe
meanwhile, Sherry, right now we got to deal with this guy.
Well, I was going to say, and Sherry, you don't have to administer it. Maybe it's up to them to show proof of warranty. That way, then you don't have to go track it down.
No, but the thing that I do need is with the time frame, because when they call me and say, when am I eligible for new hearing aids, I look at the dates.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we can bring that policy up another time. Let's decide what we're going to do, about this one. And I'll entertain a motion to approve it.
I think I would second it too, knowing that individual. He's a fairly rugged person there, and I imagine that he'd have to have a pretty sturdy hearing aids to work there. So it's not a surprise that his died or is having a lot of issues with him there. But so I would second that motion.
So well, Paula, if you'll make the motion, and then can I get somebody to second it? I was just saying I'll entertain a motion.
Oh, entertain a motion.
So okay. Move by Paul.
I would make the motion to.
Okay.
To
and this would be a one-time waiver of the 5-year. Okay.
Yes.
And I would second that then too.
Thank you, Dave. All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
The ayes have it. Oh, wait, Andy, did you say nay?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm with Sherry that we did by setting a precedent of, you know, what extenuating circumstances are we going to judge future requests? And I'm not quite sure. I mean, he has a bum pair of aids. Okay. They're at Costco. You can take them back. Costco's really good at working with you on returning things. I worry about opening the door to, you know, then we can throw our policy out the window because everyone will raise their hand and say, hey,
mine failed in a year. Yeah.
I did it for this. So again, I'd rather have a better way to judge when we're going to waive the policy as opposed to Ken's a good guy or he has a bum pair. I would like something more kind of structural we could use in the future.
Fair enough, Andy. So why don't we
shorten it to 3 years? I would support that in a heartbeat because I think, you know, that would probably be a good thing to do anyway.
So why don't we, we've got enough votes to approve this so we could do that. And then why don't we add to that, Sherry, at the next meeting, we're going to bring back the hearing aid policy and look at it that way. Then Andy, we can put better parameters around it without denying this particular person.
And also in his documentation, it looked like he's had it back into the company for repairs or reconditioning or whatever numerous times, and it doesn't seem to be effective or it doesn't seem to be lasting very long there. So I'm not familiar with the type of hearing aids he had, but I think he's expended most of his efforts to get it taken care of, and it still hasn't been fixed to his satisfaction. So.
Well, and like Andy says, the 3-year period, you know, we established a 5-year period. And, you know, for a piece of electronics, especially a delicate electronics, that seems like a long time. But, you know, opening up the door to the 3-year period sounds really like a good idea to me right now. But
I'll put that on the agenda for next month.
Right. We're going to talk about it next month. So
that's good.
Let's move on to item B. Look, that was the longest discussion we've ever had at this committee. look, my staff is sitting here. They said, should we wait or should we go back to our desks? I go, this meeting is done in 7 minutes. And I just turned to them and said, this is the longest discussion we've ever had.
that conversation happened just now in my office too. And they go, I thought you said this was only a 5 minute meeting.
That's right. Okay, Doris. So you also know my staff is sitting right here at the corner of my desk. But it's only because we said we'll be done in just a few minutes. Then it's
I know.
Over. But okay, let's go to item B. Sherry.
So this retiree has a request for reimbursement of ambulance charges in the amount of $2,253.69. This was transportation between a hospital and a rehab facility. A portion of it was paid by Regents, but the rest was the member's responsibility. Doesn't happen very often. I do know the fire board has paid for this in the past. I think I put in the note, the family wasn't really consulted. It was just managed by the hospital and the facility to get him from one place to another. So.
I'll entertain a motion, Dave.
Yeah, I make the motion that we approve his request for reimbursement. This was an odd situation and really beyond their control. And it was medically necessary. So
I would second it.
All right.
Is it $700, Sherry?
No, $700 is what
Regents paid. Oh, yeah, Regents paid.
$2,250 is the balance due that they have paid and are requesting reimbursement.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? The ayes have it. The motion is carried. Moving on to item C, a long-term care survey. Looks like the long-term care rate has gone up.
No, it actually went
down. Oh.
And the fire board left the rates the same because typically we don't reduce them unless there's a huge difference, but the fire board did act last week to just keep them at the same rates, $359 for a semi-private room and $405 for a private room.
Okay. Any questions? I'll entertain a motion.
Make the motion that we follow the recommendation and continue with the same reimbursement rate.
All right.
I would second that.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? The ayes have it. Moving on to item D.
That is just for your information.
All right. Moving on to item 7. I will entertain a motion to approve the roll items as amended.
I move to approve the pension fund roll items as amended.
Second that.
All right, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? All right, the ayes have it. The motion is carried. Sherry, is there any other business?
I don't have anything else.
Doris?
I move to adjourn. Where's my second?
Second.
Right here.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? All right, we stand adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Have a good day. Hey, Charles, have a good day.